Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Land.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
Your.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Monstrous Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome to Monstrously Up Close Monday, MRL. Listen, we're still giving you guys updates on the George Floyd situation, the police situation, how Minnesota's still handling the situation, our COVID-19 issues, and all that. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know what your weekend updates look like. What was your weekend? How was it? Did you protest? Are you coming together? Are you getting a plan together? Are you strategizing? I'm DJ Liddy Lit, Miss Unbelievable. You can join me and the Monstars. Call in at 563-999-3411. Just press 1. You can join into this conversation. Once again, it's Monstrous Monday, but we're monstrously up close and seeing still what's going on with your city. Around the world, call us in. Let us know. We want to hear. We want to know how you feeling right now after George Foreman's body has been reached home. How you feeling with everything that's going on in your city, your town? Let us know. We want to talk with you. But right now, I'm about to play us some music just to get us in the mood to move and groove, change our mindset. That's what I'm all about, putting us in a yet encouraging mode. This is Beyonce All Night. Welcome to Monstrous Monday. Let's get it, let's go. Miss Liddy Lit is in the building.
up to Coachella. Boots with the ghost feathers. I brought the squad with me. Black on black banders. I say it's champagne. I did the damn thing. Dirty Diana. Singing and dancing all in the rain. Ooh, I just wanna have a good time. Turn around, kick them sides. Enjoy yourself to the ride. Your leg, turn around and clap. Shuffle to the left, let's glide now. Ooh, drop it down, low, 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 low to the floor. Bring it up, tap and roll. Step on them, step on them, step on them, step. Step on them, kick on them, thump and you step. Flag the right, serve the left. Work the middle till it hurt a little.
Yeah, that's Sierra, level up, because that's what everyone around the world is doing. Let's get it.
Okay, remember what I told you. Be your own boss. Love yourself.
Be your own boss.
Get up
boss.
And dance.
Yeah.
Level up.
Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. Level up. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let go.
Level up. Level up. Level up, 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 level up.
All this on me so yummy, all this sauce so yummy. Know you want this yummy, yummy all in your tummy.
Level up, level up, level up, level up, level up.
Level up, we about to be blessed.
Level up, 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 level up.
All this yummy so yummy, all this sauce so yummy. No, you want this yummy, yummy all in your time.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm gonna shout you out and I'm gonna testify and we're gonna have a little church up in there.
Waking up, thanking God. Every day is feeling just like Sunday. Wifey fly by my side. Green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams. Just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise. What's in the water got you acting like this? Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, I'm close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day gone by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Everything that's going on, yes, we are blessed, and we are blessed to have the sponsors of the Monsters Radio, the Monsters Radio podcast, and the Monstars, the home of us, MonsterUSRadio.com is where you can go hear our music 24/7, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We got music spinning. We got our information there, DJ E Monster, Jazzy B, and yes, me, Miss Liddy Lit, Miss Unbelievable. The sponsors are the Solo Me Speaks, author Miss Unbelievable, E Dot to the K, SoloMeSpeaks.com. You'll find my spoken word book, Volume 1 and 2, apparel, and a journal, and more stuff to come. If you subscribe, you will get a weekly email just saying what's up, what's going on. Picasso Painting, for all your indoor, outdoor painting needs. Monster US Apparel. If you want to say something on your chest, just go to monsterusapparel.godaddysites.com and you can order and get you whatever you would like to say with your chest, because it'll be on your chest. You know what I'm saying? Elite Sway Management, with all your management needs, music needs, and all those other things. And eMonster.com if you would like DJing, information. You can just hit us up on the MonsterRadio.com page if you need any of those. Or, like I said, SodomySpeaks.com, MonsterUSApparel.GoDaddySites.com. That's how you can get a hold of us. Individually, and yes, it is Monster is Monday. I'm mostly up close, just being close to tell you what's still going on with the George Floyd, with the police department, and all that. So, what we have on who's up and who's getting fat, we got Minneapolis Police Department. They're dismantling what that means for us. Our COVID, Joe Biden meets with George Floyd's family. George Floyd's alleged murder was in court today. Black Lives Matter in L.A. A white landlord evicts a business owner for joining a protest. The St. Paul man who burnt down the third precinct here got arrested. In Wisconsin, a county arrested for assaulting a police officer. So we got much more to talk about coming up here. But right now, I'm about to give definitely it's about to be a three play out to the women. Southern Girl by Eric Sherman, Johnny Gill, The Soul of a Woman, and DJ E Monster, Favorite Girl. Why? Because it's all about the women tonight. And then I'm going to slip to us men and give you guys a shout out too, because we need to inspire, uplift each other through song. And I don't know how to do it more than just give honor what honors do. Eric Sherman, Southern Girl. And when we come back, we'll get into the who's bumping who's getting fat for tonight. Monster Up Close Monday. We live, y'all. 563-999-3411. Hit us up. Tell us how you are doing in your state, in the country, around with all the different changes that's going on. I would love to hear from you. Let's have that conversation. But until then, here we go.
Sunshine State when she was 8, a Southern girl who raised me. Look at me, track record too long to fit in this song. Strong ass women, tougher than leather, tougher than a pair of denim, ass belly fit in them. These girls, 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 not everybody's the same around the world. Southern girl, that swing, that swing, that talk, that walk. Damn, look at that thing. You the reason, got me sneezing. God bless you, devil got me wanna undress you. Grandma schooled me, so I must respect you. Made me aware, so I can't neglect you. You see her, the new age Aaliyah. Not me trying to be a
Southern girl.
Shaking what her mama gave. They all want that ass, that Kim Kardashian. They get shot to get there fast, to get that cash. And they doing this back to back. See a stripper, now how we get back to that? I ain't the one to give you no hassle. You a Georgia peach, I come from the apple. You both perform on stage, I rap, you clap. The money gets stacked, back. Something like the Players Club and that flick. She do it for her son and that certificate. Soon she will have to face this and explain to her child later how mom was getting paper. South Bronx to South Central, and I can't forget you, South Beach. I'm talking about a
Southern girl.
Yeah.
Brother good with the kids, but they get to the knives. I'm talking taking care of home, get it on her own. Wouldn't be surprised if she riding on chrome. She got that hustle from her mama and that ass too. Ain't falling victim to no lanes when they pass through. Mind frame, big bang, better be about it. You ain't down to straight for it, Southern girl will see about it. Independent, educated. She a queen, but she get dying on it. If she wallet when it's elevated, percolator, percolator. Hey, running back, front row, thunderstorm, waiting on a thunderclap. But it ain't all about strip club, nah. Even if it's a hole in the wall, she'll make it where you never leave at all. And she'll be there when you call. I'm talking about those Southern girls.
My baby,
my baby, my baby.
you said you wanted to talk to me. But I was at work and you know how my job could be. But then you said that it could wait until later on. Cause it wasn't really all that important. I guess we can talk when you get home. So now you got me thinking about all the things I've done. And wondering if I did something wrong.
Loving it. Favorite girl. Let's get it. Let's go. DJ Litty Lit.
Well, you know I'm a OG in this game, right? And I don't seen a lot of women in my lifetime. But I'ma tell you, youngin', sometimes you come across that one.
Drop the scene. I'ma tell you about the fly chick that's on my team. Yeah, dog, she was thick but lean. She make me wanna stop playing with y'all and coach your team. Now she's that scene when it came to dreams. And we gon' just live kicked up, you best believe. Now she's that fly chick that's on my sleeve. So she gon' just tap through life like Ben Vereen. Now she was 5'6" with some devilish hips. The one you seen in the whip when I'm mobbing dip. Yeah, y'all said this girl's a gift. And when it came to flexing the whip, she take it like it's a trip. Now don't slip, things get spilled like this when you're messing with the E-Monster's baddest chick. Yeah, that's my chick, player every stretch your neck. And if I catch you in your whip, homie, I'm busting it. Holla, we going out, it's
like we going in. And when we going in, are we really going in? And she don't keep none of them disrespectful friends. She's quick to tell them girls, hit the turnpike and bend. There ain't no odds and ends, nor is there pots and pans. We going out every night, I cover like I'm the man. She understands when a real king has a plan. Can't have love in your kingdom without your queen's hand. She makes the mood all good for me. House good, smelling good from the big plate of food for me. I can't lie, that's why she'll stay my ride or die. She'll chase them bounties off from bringing around them Clydes. She stays by my side, scraping from side to side. Got me walking with a stride, feeling bona fide. Yeah, I got friends in and out of town, but as long as she's around, I shut the rest down.
Homo, where we do the podcast Monday through Friday. Monday, Sunday, take over Tuesday, wet Wednesday. Comma Cafe and Friday Night Live. Yes, so we're going to get into this who's bumping who, who's getting fat right quick. We're going to do a few stories and let y'all know our COVID update from Minneapolis has declined in Minnesota. 19 Hospital says that even though the numbers are low right now since May, they know that the wave has not yet come for us yet. But right now, there hasn't been a huge wave, so they're preparing for that wave. And we have had the lowest numbers reported. So that's what's up for us. Not that many. But, you know, as far as the riots that went on and all the people that has been marching, hey, that can definitely go up because there has been no testing going on. But right now, we're grateful and we're thankful for where we are right now, which we're on the downslope. Yeah, so big ups to us. Still got work to do. COVID-19 is still in the mist, you guys. It is not gone. It is still here. Get tested. Definitely know what's going on in your city and state in regards to COVID-19. I don't know if you guys knew, we had an up and close. So while they was rioting in the beginning, they burnt down a Minneapolis police precinct, which was the third, and it was located over south where the young man, George Floyd, was murdered. So they kept telling all the people who were involved, we will get you. We will get you. When it's time, we will get you. We're going to watch videos. We're going to watch pages. And they definitely, if you posted anything on Facebook, they definitely took it down. They definitely grabbed it. You can't go back and archive it because the feds have taken it. The police departments have taken it. They've taken it, and they've made an arrest. So Michael Wolf, he's 23. He's from St. Paul. He's accused of starting the fire, editing and abetting arson. He's scheduled to make his appearance in district court. He heavily damaged the building, vandalized arson. He was one of the ones who threw a barrel and looted the precinct. And so they are looking for more people besides him who is involved. But yes, they have started the investigation for those who were involved any type of way in the looting, in the arson that went on. This is the first one that has been linked to Minneapolis and St. Paul. The other arrests that has been made were and those who were brought here to cause trouble. So the terrorists, and all those other ones, they were brought here to antagonizers, and all those people came in with had a plan to burn down everything. And so a lot of them have been arrested. A lot of them have left. They're on their way somewhere else. It was told that they worked in sets of twos, sets of fours, and they are highly trained. All the videos that the cops have been seeing and all the videos that different companies have been seeing, they have been turning them over to the police department, and they're saying they're good. So they're trained to do this. So just know if they're coming to your city and you're protesting, be ready. We wasn't prepared for their type of professionalism and their type of organized crime, as they, I would say, together. But just know, we do believe they've left here. Some may be here, but not as prevalent, because our governor did spot them out and called them out. So if your governor could do the same thing, and we can definitely put a, try to figure out who they are, so we can put a stop, not an end, because there's no such thing but a stop to them being able to come to your city, your state, moving forward, if you guys decide to, you know, riot or protest peacefully and not riot. Black Lives Matter in L.A., protest draws 50,000, and then YG shoots video, music video from it. It was the largest protest yet for George Floyd's killing. Made it powerful through Hollywood streets with a huge celebration and support. YG used as powerful backup for his new F the Police. You know, F the Police was first done by definitely NWA. And that was definitely a popular song back in the day for us. And so it'll be interesting to see a young take on YP F the Police. 50,000 joined on Sunday. There's an area of view which miles and miles. It looks very, very organized. It looks everyone using their voice. Pandemic, the Lord, coronavirus. Oh my goodness. You have those with masks and those without masks. It looks like a massive lot of people, a lot of people. Big ups to you guys. Much of the crowd was equipped. Homemade signs. They were in remembrance of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and other ones that was killed by the hands of the police. It was a peaceful march, and we're happy that it remained a peaceful march. They had definitely your Hollywood folks showed up and showed out, and we're grateful for this, the protest, and then just the surrounding love that's still going on, that, you know, we're tired. This is it. Let's make a stop to what's going on. And I agree. It's time for a change. It's time for what's going to make America see that their justice system that they built years and years ago has to change. The system that was built years and years ago that wasn't for your minority people has to change. And hopefully that we will have a strategy. Hopefully we will have a plan. Hopefully we will have an idea of what that looks like, so we will not be at this point again trying to figure out, because right now we're at the table. So let's make sure we know what we're doing at the table. Put your best people at the table. Put your people that have separated themselves from wanting to be in the shadows and wanting to be in the spotlight. Bring the people that really want the change, so we can back them, support them, knowing that their thoughts and knowing that their plans and knowing that their heart is for right, is for good. And let's elect the people that we need to make this change happen. And so with that, Joe Biden meets with George Floyd's family. It meant the world to them. He, as you know, Joe Biden is running for president. He was in Houston to pay his respects to the family, and also took a time to sit down and listen to the families express their pain. The president, hopeful, met privately with the family and listened to them for about an hour or so. Listened to one that began Heal America. And during that meeting, Biden listened, heard their pain, and shared in their woes. He asked that compassion meant the world to his grieving family. They were photographed. The former VP will also tape a message from Floyd's funeral in Houston, but will not be attending because he didn't want to cause disruption with the Secret Service protection and all that. Floyd made his hometown memorial a public viewing. It's currently underway as today it went. He went from Minneapolis to North Carolina to Houston. So big ups to Minneapolis, who definitely did a wonderful job. Mr. Estes, Tracy, all you guys, good job and who you worked with and getting him to North Carolina. And North Carolina, good job getting him to Houston for he can lay peacefully at rest. President Trump also was, you know, in whatever. So pray for our president because he ain't got it together just quite yet. We have to learn that through prayer definitely will make some healing happen and definitely will start moving people in the right direction. But this didn't happen. A black business owner evicted by white landlord for going to the protest. Crazy, because freedom of speech. A black owner says he's getting a shaft just because his landlord saw a video of him peacefully protesting and assumed he was looting. The business owner, Jeremiah Johnson, got a video of confrontation with a landlord in Iowa. He runs a fashion retail and rents office space, or at least he did. Apparently, his landlord saw Jeremiah and saw some of his partners in a recent protest while he was watching the news and decided he didn't want Jeremiah conducting bids on his property anymore. In the clip, you see Jeremiah trying to get a reason for why he was being evicted, but after a lengthy conversation, the only thing the landlord has to say is being around illegal activities is just as bad as partaking in it. That's pretty much what his rationale. Well, he wasn't, you know, even though that they were looting, he wasn't. He hired an attorney. He will fight this for discrimination. He also tells his business hurting right now because he has no office space and nowhere to ship his product. Des Moines, Iowa, if you guys know a place, help him out. This is once again the thing that the reasons why we are now, you know, in the place that we are in and that we are looking for a change. And this ain't helping. This ain't helping either. A white woman, Stephanie Rankin, was arrested over the weekend for assaulting the demonstration who was on a peaceful march. This woman, she's 64. She's from Shorewood, Wisconsin. And she spit in one of a young man's face. She spit, and they arrested her and took her to jail. And she's... she's going to face criminal charges for battery, disorder of conduct, resisting arrest, resisting an officer, and battering to law, according to reports. She had no reason to do this. It was a peaceful protest. Everywhere are now going for. There was no reason why she couldn't go for a peaceful protest. And so, you know, there ain't no let's look past it. You would definitely have to deal with the police on this. But yeah, we're definitely going to keep looking at that and want some justice for Mr. George Floyd murder. He makes his first court appearance. And with that, he's trying to figure out if he needs to, what that looks like, why he's going to jail. And he appeared, and he still has his bail set at $1.25 million. He's wearing an orange jumpsuit. They filed legal documents asking the evidence be turned over in the case from the prosecutors so that they can get this started. He's charged with second degree manslaughter. Attorney Keith Ellison, Minnesota's Attorney General Keith Ellison, is leading the investigation, filed an account of second degree, not third as the first county attorney did. He couldn't face a maximum of 40 years behind bars And the other three officers involved in the death was charged with one count of aiding and abetting second-degree murder and one count of aiding and abetting manslaughter. With two of those, two out of the four being new on the job. So, and they were trying to shift all the blame to them. Their attorneys was arguing they were new, they shouldn't have the same thing with them, but they was like, you didn't take your knee off of him, even though you were doing what your superior told you. You definitely could have stood up for yourself and dealt with the consequences later. But he chose not to, so he'll definitely have to deal with the consequences on that. A music break, and I'm going to put on Lecrae and YK Osiris, Set Me Free. And then when I finish up a couple of these, I'm going to take you back old school just because I want you to get up and start dancing, because I know music changes your mindset and music gets you in a different position. So we'll come back, and I may wait till the crew get here to talk about the disbandment of the Minnesota Police Department. I'll give you a little quick overview because I'm just going to go for music for the rest of the time. The city of Minneapolis decided to disband its police department and invest in a community-based public service program following the activists to defund the police in the wake of George Floyd's death. That has overruled what our governor has, what our mayor has wanted. But we will talk about that tomorrow just to see what that looks like for Minnesota to not really have a law and order, but have a law and order with community. What community officers, community members will be on there, how much power and authority is the community activists or participants going to have, and how much is the police officers going to back up with the crimes that that go on. So I'm going to put on Set Me Free, and I'm going to put on a couple old school songs, and we'll be out. So let's get it. Let's go. I'm going to let y'all just hear some of the old schools, and I'm telling you now, get up right now wherever you are. Get up, because I'm about to put on some old school music that's going to make you dance. Why? Because I'm taking you old school. Yes, I am. New school, I already played y'all. I already gave a shout out. Me and y'all get y'all shout out later. We honor you, but women, stand behind your men. Hold them up because they are definitely the future. Women, you are definitely the body that's holding people up, and change is definitely going to come by what each step that each city, each state, each around the world decides to make of this change. So yes, change is coming. Set Me Free. And then y'all about to play some old school. Why? Because it's always fun to do that. You guys have a good night, and I definitely want to see you back tomorrow for Takeover Tuesday. And again, the sponsors are brought to you by the Solo Mystique, Miss Author, Miss Unbelievable, E Dot to the K, Monster U.S. Apparel, Picasso Painting, Elite Sway Management, and eMonster.com. You support the show, it keeps us on, and it keeps us doing it for free. Yep, I said for free. And like free, you could come take over the show for free tomorrow. Say what your business is. We don't care what it is. You just come over and take over the show. Once again, here we go. I'm going to start off with some new school and then all old school after that. All right, let's get it. Let's go. DJ Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable. Monster is the Up Close Monday.
Take the shackles off our feet so I can
shackles
dance.
Off our feet so we can dance.
I just wanna
get our minds right.
I just wanna praise you.
Shackles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this all on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people at my throat. That's on me, that's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your rest straight, get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah. Down for me, down for me. People love me, you was brown for me. Brown for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the heart and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons, tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in the streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles on my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
It's like